at the Pleasant Street Tea Company. I'm Rick Moore for MSONewsSports.com, and I'm with Michelle Rich, who is a super volunteer in the city of Gloucester, among other things. And Michelle, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Michelle, tell me a little bit about your volunteer activities, because I know that you are a businesswoman, and we'll get into the event that you are hosting, but a little bit of background as to who you are and how you got here.
Okay. I'm originally from New York. We've been in the restaurant business all our life. We've had restaurants and hotels. I grew up in the restaurant business since I was a little girl, working side by side with my dad. That's why I'm a chef, and I love cooking. It's my heart. And above that, I love to volunteer. I've done that since I was a little girl with my dad, going through the streets in New York and helping as many people as we can every day. And when I came to Gloucester, because of love, of course, I met the man of my dreams and moved here about 10 years ago. And I started volunteering in Gloucester after I got sick 5 years ago. I got breast cancer and had to have a mastectomy. And I started volunteering with the Open Door. And I avidly am there. I'm cooking and helping as many people as I can, and I also help at the Grace Center, which is very near and dear to my heart, trying to help as many as I can there. So that's who I am. That's what I do. My daughter also has a catering company that hopefully soon will open up a restaurant in the area, and it's called Mimi's Catering, and that's who we are.
Is there a website for that?
She's in the middle of making a website, okay. But you can actually look at us up on either her name, Michaela Paisano, or Mimi's Catering. We do have an email and Facebook.
Michelle, when you go through something like you've been through in terms of breast cancer, obviously it's a life-altering event. And tell me a little bit about the experience of meeting people and how you got involved in recovery and diagnosis and all the stuff that that you're able to infuse into your helping other people.
Well, the most important thing is to stay positive. When I was first diagnosed, although it was very devastating, I always believe in my heart that you just stay positive. And laughter and music is the best therapy for anybody. So I went through a mastectomy and had to face chemotherapy and radiation. I've had my 17th surgery. I'm still going through reconstruction 5 years later. I am a five-year survivor, so I am in remission, which is very positive. Mm-hmm. I believe every day that you thank the people, besides God, of course, you have to thank the people that have held your hand and been with you along the way. My doctors and my nurses and my family and my friends and every people I meet every day always ask me, why are you always smiling and why are you just always so positive? But I do believe in my heart that if you stay positive, no matter what ails you, you can get through it.
Excuse me. When you're helping someone and you've been through a similar process that the person you're helping is going through, it tends to mean a lot more than if, say, a person who's never been sick in his life is helping you. And do you find that your experience, you're able to connect with people and they listen to you a little bit more, maybe gain a little bit more of a positive attitude or a little healthier look on life?
Yes, absolutely. I will tell you a little story. My children, when they were growing up, I always, of course, all mothers teach their children, don't talk to strangers, don't talk to strangers. And as my children grew, they always saw me walk into a room and I'd smile at people and they'd say to me, Mom, how come people look at us when we walk into a room or when we walk into the mall or when we go into a restaurant or whatever it may be? And I believe that, if you're kind to people or if you smile to someone, if they're depressed or if you compliment them or if you're positive or you start singing, which I always do, I think that people change their attitudes. I think they look at you and go, wow. No matter how bad their day is, they look at you and go, there's something good, So I've taught my children that, and I really believe that in my heart, that no matter how bad your day is going, if you look at it in a positive way, knowing that either God or whatever you believe in, you can get through that. I mean, there's people on this earth that are, in way better, worse shape than we are, that it can get better for them. So that's
I learned the fake it till you make it attitude thing. I used to go to school with a sore throat and always, you know, how you doing, Mr. Moore? Good morning. And I felt, but then I learned, you know, just smile, say good morning, and all of a sudden you do feel better. There's a lot of truth in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just keep smiling. And, and you know what? And no matter how bad you're feeling, or I remember laying in the hospital and on my deathbed, and I would say, I would look and look around and look in the sky and say, you know what? I'm just going to laugh this off. And I'm just going to say, okay, today's going to be a better day.
Yes, indeed. Okay, let's get to the event. You are involved in hosting and putting together an important event coming up next Thursday, October 20, in Gloucester. So tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We are doing a breast cancer event, and I am a five-year survivor, so it's very near and dear to my heart. It's called Survival on the Shore, and we're going to have a night of reflection for those battling breast cancer currently and survivors and their families. It's going to be at the Masonic Building over on Eastern Avenue in Gloucester. We're going to have delicious food. We're going to have music. We're going to have a lot of speakers. I'm hoping that Mayor Safathi is going to be there to speak for us. We have several other speakers, including a doctor who is very, very active with the new tomosynthesis 3D machines that they're putting in. The money is going to be raised for Addison Gilbert and Beverly Hospital for people going through and getting early detection with our new 3D machines. So we're going to be selling tickets this weekend, and you can make donations at both the Shaw's and the Stop and Shop. We have a Facebook page for Survival on the Shore and an event page, and we also have an email address, survivalontheshore@gmail.com. I will be posting. There's going to be signs out. I hope that everybody can get there. If not, then you can send a donation to our you can email us on our website, or contact one of us. It's going to be a very positive night. A lot of different speakers, a lot of fun. Just a night of, like I said, reflection and meeting new people and positiveness.
Right. Sounds good. You know, I have to ask you one more thing. When my wife was giving birth to our daughter, her blood pressure dropped out after the spinal, whatever they call that, and the doctors and everybody around us were getting a little concerned. And I was holding her hand, and I could see the machine that where it said the blood pressure dropped down to zero and so on, but she couldn't see it, and she was holding onto my hand. And she was looking at me, and I was smiling at her and just saying, "You're doing great." And inside, my heart was going 10 million miles an hour. I was scared to death. And she was fine. Everything worked out well. How important is it that family members and friends maintain that, too? I'm not saying faking it, but actually believing, okay, you know, you're going to be okay. It's a belief, I guess. But how important is that around a person who's going through something like this?
Well, I think it's very important. I remember laying in my hospital bed and coming out of surgery, and I had the oxygen on, and the doctor's looking pretty grim. And I remember looking around in the room, and my husband and my children, you know, giving me the thumbs up and being very positive. Of course, sad. They're very sad, but they knew when they're with me, you know, be very positive, because that's who I am, you know. Of course, these days, you know, they get worried every time I have a hangnail, but, you know.
Well, I can understand that.
So.
Okay. All right, Michelle, one more time. Let's give the date and the place and the time, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. It's Thursday, October 20th. It's Survival on the Shore breast cancer event at the Masonic Building, 27 Eastern Avenue in Gloucester. And we hope everybody will be there. It's from 6 to 10 in the evening. And the tickets are $20. Again, we'll be selling tickets at the Shaw's and the Stop and Shop and on Roger Street Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Excellent.
Hope to see you then.
All right. That's Super Volunteer Michelle Rich with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.